Let's go to our next guest of the day. He is the president of HEAL, Home to Enhance African Life. Nick Costello joins me. Hey, Nick.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's interesting, kind of learning a little bit about you guys and watching some YouTube clips and everything to see the work you guys are doing in, I believe it's southern Nigeria. Tell us, first and foremost, kind of how HEAL came to be.
Yes. Well, way back in the late 90s, I was in seminary and at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And my classmate was Leo Okonkwo. So he's Nigerian, and we became friends as classmates. And as far back as then, he was doing this mission work of providing clean water and education for poor rural village children. So I started informally helping him out as far back as then. And then when we parted ways after a year together in the seminary, I came back home to Chicago, and he went back to Nigeria. We just continued cooperating somewhat informally, but when he had a need, he'd call me, and I would try to help him out as I was able, raise a few funds. But then in 2013, he came and visited me in Chicago, and he had a need for a new school building to be built in this one small rural village where he was helping and educating some of these village children. And so that was the main purpose of his visit, and we decided to launch HEAL, to start an organization as a 501c3 charity. And we were able to raise the funds for that school building, and yeah, so that's essentially how it started.
You're working to, I mean, there's it seems like a number of things that you guys really kind of hone in on here. Number one, clean water. Number two, helping widows. How do you do that?
Yes, well, in Nigeria and parts of the culture, in the rural areas, there's some customs that aren't conducive to thriving in life. And what happens is if a woman's husband dies, her in-laws, quite often, it's fairly common, will blame his death on her. Just as a pretext to take the property back instead of allowing it to go, you know, to her, who's the rightful next of kin. So so a lot of widows and their children then get pushed out, and they're on the roadside begging and, you know, finding ways to survive. So, you know, it's been part of Deacon Leo's mission to help these widows, to advocate for them. He has there's a community of sisters, the Messengers of Justice, they're called. And they have this role or this charism, you know, to advocate for these widows, even in court, you know, and then provide for some of their basic needs, you know, after they've been pushed out. We've built some homes, some small homes, for widows. So that's just, you know, some things we do, for the widows. But, you know, the main core program, you know, and yes, the clean water is definitely very crucial, but it is the education of these of village children. We've got two schools and 545 students right now, primary and secondary level.
What are the living conditions of these students and home life for them?
Well, about a third of these of our students are orphans, so they actually are boarding with us all the time. And then when there are breaks, we just place them with families. But the other two thirds, who are day students, they come and go. They live in the immediate surrounding village. So we have two schools and two villages, both very rural, poor. But one of the villages is Deacon Leo's home village. So, but that's what the that's the living conditions. So that's one other aspect of the mission is the poverty relief, because if we can't provide them with basics like food, the clean water, at least some basic medical attention, it would be hard to get them to school because they'd be wanting to help their parents survive. That's how we're handling that.
Now, Deacon Leo, has he gone on to be a priest, or is he just a deacon?
He's just a deacon. He's just a deacon, and he's just kind of in transition now. But he will, I believe, be a priest one day.
Very cool. Very cool. How can people help you guys?
Well, the immediate thing is to visit our website, healnigeria.org, and you can just learn about our mission. Obviously, we need prayers. Sounds cliche, but I mean, it is first and foremost. You can subscribe to our newsletter. I put a regular newsletter out. If people want to, you know, follow what we're doing, I just write about the latest events and happenings in our mission. And of course, you know, we need donations. It costs us about $4 a day to educate and provide for the develop and sustain the lives of each child. So, the Deacon Leo and his partners there, they get, because they know the lay of the land, they get good prices, you know, and they know the vendors and where to get good prices for food and, you know, other necessities. So that's what I'm trying to do, is build up like an army of people who are giving, you know, regularly if they can, or small to mid-sized donations, and of course, you know, I'm looking for, you know, people who may be able to do more, but I think, you know, being on your show and being able to get through to people, and hopefully God touches their hearts, and they learn more about us, and that they would like to help us.
Well, you're doing great work, Nick, and we love, you know, bringing and putting a voice or putting a microphone to so many of the different organizations out there that are just helping people find new life, both in Jesus Christ, but also life, you know, with the basic necessities that can so often be taken for granted from you and me. So the president of Heal, Home to Enhance African Life, Nick Costello. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks so much, John.